morning, everyone. Today is Gimel Tammuz, June 11th. We're holding Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Tes Vav. And the Chaver says in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Tes Vav, Hilchos Pesach.
272 in the English.
In the English, just 272. 162.
Two. Yes,
sir. The next page. The Chaver says, Tinoika Shegiu Lechinuch, children that reach the age where the parent is obligated to educate them to do the mitzvahs. Mitzvah litein l'chol echad koisoy lefanem. There's a mitzvah to give them a cup of wine in front of them. It doesn't have to be wine, it's grape juice also. It doesn't have to be specifically wine. And in fact, it probably should not be wine. But the parents should give them the cup. Hagah says Ramah, ve'ein likach kois shepiv tsar kein glug gloz, don't give them a cup where the opening of it is very narrow. Because it'll be difficult to drink a revius at one time. As we see over here, we want to drink a revius. This costs different, maybe around 4 somewhat ounces. I'm not saying la halacha la maisa at one shot. In regards to the cup of Birchas HaMazon for benching, we do not take a narrow cup. Also the Kais of Kiddush. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura on the bottom of the page. In Sif Katan Mem Vav. Mitzvah Litei. It's a mitzvah to give the children. Avol eino yimakev, but it does not. If you don't give them, it's not. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Kois lefana v'ayim esimin reishayin aleph sif yud gimel b'biyalocha shitzidadenu de katan eino itzarech lishtois roiv revius. A katan does not have to drink the majority of the revius. Rak moli lugmov d'day. He has to drink his cheekful. Moli lugmov means the size of his cheekful. So you put liquid in your mouth, which is less, the amount that the cheek holds is less than the revius. So the cotton just has to drink a cheekful. Siv cotton mem ches. You should not give him a narrow cup. We should not use narrow cups, because then you cannot drink it in one shot. We'll see later on. Linya matzah, also in regards to the matzah, we want to have it in one shot. We'll see what that means in tof ayin hey. But the evid ainay ma'akid imloy shah harbe. Ex post facto, b'di'evet, if he did not drink it all in one shot, it does not prevent him from fulfilling his obligation. Sifkot memtes, b'la'av achi ein loichin oisoi, shetzorech litin ein of boik, mavor shom, echein inyon kiddush, ki haigavna. Sifkot memtes, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, shetzorech litin ein of boik, you should be looking at it, when you make the bracha and fulfill the mitzvah, what we're referring to is that when you make the kiddush, so it's important to be looking, if you're not looking at the bencher, if you're looking at the wine, or those who are on Friday night, those who are being fulfilled by the table, Shabbos table, they're being yotze, the kiddush, it's not the time to analyze and the crystal chandelier or whatever, the cobweb in the corner or the dining room. It's the time to be looking specifically at the kiddush, to be focusing on the bracha that's being made. That's what he's saying here as well. Okay, let's go further and finish Siman Tov Ayin Beis. He says, Mitzvah lechalek latinoikis kloyes vegoizim kidei shiyiru shina vishol. It's a mitzvah to give out kloyos vegoizim, nuts, roasted, how do they call it there? Parched grain. Thank you. Parched grain, and the goizim and different nuts. Of course, if one has a nut allergy, we don't give them nuts. Okay, that goes without saying. In that case, we do what we do today. Give them a little candy. And what's the purpose of this? The Mechaber says, because we want them to see something different. We don't normally give them nuts and parched grain Friday night. We don't do this Sukkos. We want them to be more attuned to what's going on. Why are things different here? And I will tell you, it's very interesting because my younger, I think my 5-year-old this year, he was actually asking these type of questions. Like, what's going on here? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? Of course, the older ones, they already know. They know the routine. They know what's going on. But by the younger ones, maybe it was my 4-year-old, my 3-year-old at the time. So they were like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And the point is that because we want the satyrs to tell over Sibur and Sisim Tzrayim, so we want them to be awake and want them to ask questions. Sif Katan Nun in the Mishnah Berurah Yishalu, they should ask what's the Loimer. Shalidei Zeh Yisairu Losum Leiv Al Kol Hashinuyim. Through this they will be aroused to pay attention to all the differences. Umin Hagi Laila Zeh and the different customs of the night. And they will ask the questions. Now we have it all set up in the Manishtana. Why is this night different than the other night? But that's basically what they're going to be asking. The Gemara says another reason that why are we giving them these kloyes vegoizim, these parched grains, or the nuts, or the little candies nowadays? Because we don't want them to fall asleep. Now, which child knows the more candy, the more he's up longer, he'll get more candy. He's going to fall asleep. So, that's another reason. We should try to make sure they stay awake up until, at least, by Avadim Hayinu, Sheyedu, Inyan Yitzis Mitzrayim. This fact that we left Mitzrayim. The Iker HaMitzvah Hu HaTeshuvah Al Shelas Benoi. The main part of the mitzvah is not the manishtana. What's going on? Why are things different? And then they run out. But avadim hayinu, we were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. That's why this night is different. He says further, the Chumash Shenemar says in the, we discussed by the, in the Pasuk, in the Haggadah, v'igad levincha b'yoy mahu, you should tell your son in this day, leimor ba'avur zeh, for this reason, v'loy kimoy sh'oizin eiza hamoyin, and not like many people do. She'achar amiris manishtana menichim la'yilodim leilich v'lishoin ve'enim yoidim shum teshuva al she'ilosim. He says it's incorrect that some people will, after the manishtana, say, okay, bedtime, pajamas, let's go to sleep. And then the kid starts thinking, wait a minute, Paro in pajamas. Paro was up, I could be up, you know. No, pajamas. Okay. But no, they should stay up at least for avadim hayinu to explain to them that what are we doing here tonight? Now, obviously, if they're older children, they shouldn't go to sleep at all. They should try to stay up as long as possible. Okay, let's now begin the next simin, and we're getting into the order of the actual seder itself. As we know, there's the Kadesh and Orchatz, the all different seder of the Pesach night, and simin tafayin gimel dinei kois rishon miseder Pesach ad kois sheni. Mechaber says the following. You pour the first cup of wine. Literally, moizgin is to dilute. We refer to that as to pour. And you make a shechiyanu when you make the kiddush as well. What happens if this is Friday night? If the first seder of Pesach, The first Seder of Pesach, right? Is Shabbos Friday night. He says Vayechulu. He says also Vayechulu. V'inchal b'moitzoy Shabbos. Now, if the first Seder night is Saturday night, Moitzoy Shabbos, he says Yaknahaz, which we know that stands for Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and Zman. And we will explain everything what that means. What happens if you forgot to make Havdalah? It's not normally a situation where you make Havdalah and Kiddush at the same time, so person forgot. These things can happen. You did not remember until you began the Haggadah. Yashlim Haggadah at Gaal Yisrael, finished the Haggadah until the Broch of Gaal Yisrael. Afterwards you make Havdalah. By the second bracha, or the second cup. And we'll see. Right, very good. Correct. Hagos says Rama, ve'eni tol yodov klal, koidim kiddush, don't wash your hands for kiddush. What's Rama referring to? Because Rama does bring down that, any Yakis in the room here? Yakis, what they do is they wash their hands first, before kiddush. Tell you, I don't come from Yaki descent, German descent, but it makes a lot of sense. It's, you go up and down. You wash your hands once, you sit down, make kiddush, and you continue going. But it's not from a practical perspective. That's not what they're doing. From a halachic perspective.
Well, so that sounds like the name of Beis Shammai is a question.
Uh-huh. Basis for that. So the Rama here is saying that we don't do that by the Seder night. Vim ein yod of nikiyos yitomat. If your hands aren't clean, you should wash them a little. Aval ein levarach al hanatila. Don't make a bracha on this washing. This is kadesh orchatz, right? Orchatz. We're not even orchatz yet. We're still by the kadesh. Balabayis lo yimzoig ba'atzmo yirak acher yimzoig lo derech chayus. Should the balabayis pour for himself? No. We don't pour for ourselves, as we know. This is the halacha that Rama tells us. Because we are derech cheres, we are signs showing signs of freedom. A king does not pour his own cup of wine. Now, I want to share with you, we're not going to just see the actual Mishnah Brura here. I'm going to share with you some other points from the Dershu Mishnah Brura. So we're not going to see everything straight. We're going to share some other points. Now, the first thing I want to share with you is as follows. Before we even read the words of the Mishnah Brura, in where it says Mekadosh Olav, before we read these words, just to point out, there are different minhagim. And there are different minhagim, and we should know that the minhagim is not a right or wrong, they're different. They're both right. The question is, what is your custom? Does the Baal HaBayis make Kiddush, and everyone else listens? Or does everyone make Kiddush along with the Baal HaBayis? And if you choose C, all of the above, you're correct. Because some have the minhagim, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the Baal HaBayis, Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that the Baal HaBayis would make Shalnoigim Shabaal HaBayis Mekaddish and Moitzias B'nei HaBayis Yedei Chayba. The Baal HaBayis makes Kiddush, everyone else, let's say this was a Seder, we have the Kohen over there from Gedalia makes Kiddush, and everyone else is Yotze. Or, the Baal HaBayis would hold a Kiddush cup, the first cup of wine, which is the first of the four kozos, and everyone else would also say Kiddush as well. That's also a different minhag. Now, even according to those minhagim, that the Baal HaBayis is the only one making Kiddush, everyone should have a cup of wine in front of them as well. Not only that, they should also pick up the cup of wine at the time that the Kiddush is being made.
In some places,
in regards to just pouring for the Baal HaBayis, from what I'm familiar with, it's by everybody, because we all have to show the Aruchiris. The Rama is here referring to the Baal HaBayis, but there are definitely minhagim. You're familiar with, I'm familiar with.
Right.
That's about everybody. That doesn't yeah. Okay. Sif, we're by Mekadosh Olav. Mekadosh Olav. So the Mechaber said, by the first cup of wine, Moizgin loy kais rishoin mekadosh olav, we make kiddush. On the first cup of wine, Mevarech, we make a shech yonu. Koidin shi kadesh, before a person makes kiddush. This is very important. It's not in Sif Kadin Aleph, because it's really before that. The Mishnah Brura here didn't write a Sif Kadin to this. Mekadosh olav. So he says, before you make kiddush, yichavin shiroitze l'kayim mitzvahs kiddush. You have to have in mind that you want to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush. V'gam mitzvahs arakoyses, as well as the mitzvah of dalakoyses. There's a mitzvah derabanan, rabbinic in origin, to have four cups of wine this Saturday night. Shikoyes shel kiddush hu echad mi arakoyses, that the cup of kiddush is echad mi arakoyses, one of the arakoyses, one of the four cups of wine, first of the four. V'yesh noegim loyma harein muchon l'kaddish. Well, the kayim mitzvahs abakoyses. There are those who are the minug to say, "Behold, I am coming to fulfill." I mean, the muchon lekadesh to make kiddush, or the kayim, and to fulfill the mitzvahs abakoyses, the mitzvah of the four cups of wine. This is all in many haggadahs. They have this before the bracha. Now he says here, be careful though. Rak shitzrichin lizar shelo yoyim ruzeh alach hakiddush. Don't say this after the kiddush. Don't make the bracha, and then now you want to say, "Hareini muchel mezum lekayim mitzah midal kaitzes." Don't make the bracha, and then say, oh, I want to fulfill my mitzvah of the Dalak Kaisis. You can't interrupt now. So before the Kiddush, one would say this. Shari Beiruch ala Kais, Bayer Pirgofen. You made the bracha, Bayer Pirgofen. We can't interrupt anymore. Ela dafka koidim Kiddush before we make the Kiddush. The koidim ha-gado, yichavin o-yoymar, lotzeis yedei, mitzvah sipas, it's in Shraim. It's also appropriate that before we recite the story of the Seder night, we also say, I'm coming to fulfill my obligation from the Torah to recite the story of the Seder night. Now, when we discuss a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, here we're in Tav Ayin Gimel, that's 473. The Shulchan Aruch back in Simen Samach, that's 60. He says that when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, we have to have kavana when we do the mitzvah. So you put on tefillin this morning, we have to have explicit kavana. I'm coming to fulfill this mitzvah d'oraisa. We're putting on tefillin. Not just to go through the motions, physically and literally, and do things, but we have to make sure we fulfill it in the best way possible of having that in mind. That's the whole topic in itself, which we're not going into right now.
Yeah, I think I may have lost your word.
Fine, the first point I want to share with you is like this. First of all, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch tells us that in regards to having kavana, Yesh lahem lechavim mitzvahs arba koisis v'sipes yis Mitzrayim v'achilas matzah maror shekein kol dina olay l'noigim gam behem, that we have to make sure that in regards to the dalak koisis, the four cups of wine, the v'sipes yis Mitzrayim v'achilas matzah maror, we have to have, whenever, any time we come to do the specific mitzvah, I'm coming to eat the matzah, I'm coming to eat the maror, I have to have kavana that I'm fulfilling this mitzvah. So as Rav Joel pointed out, what's the reason why we don't make the bracha, Asher ki dishon mitzvayisav yitzivon al sipoy sis Mitzrayim? Does anybody say this? Don't raise your hand. Because we don't say this. We don't make a bracha of sipoy sis Mitzrayim. So it's a very, very famous question. And a different answer to this question. The Meiri gives an answer. Meiri is one of the Rishonim. He says, "Sheyoytzin yidei chayves bracha zu bebrachas gal Yisrael." We make the bracha gal Yisrael in the Haggadah. So this can, according to the Meiri, suffice and be the bracha of Sipur Yitzis and Shraim. Shoyim betfilas. I'm sorry, not by Haggadah, by Mariv. When we make the bracha gal Yisrael the Mariv, we say it also in the Haggadah. So we can fulfill the Sipur Yitzis and Shraim with that bracha of Gal Yisrael.
Much earlier. What does that do with the Sipur
Yitzis? It's a night. The mitzvah is a night.
Yeah, but you don't say it too much later.
Okay. So mitzvah is a night. Mitzvah is a night.
Okay.
You can take it with the Miri.
He's not around. You're the closest to
Miri. Okay. Work on it. Arches Chaim says, Shari lemitzvah zu ein shir v'yoytze bo agam al yidei dibur echad.
Okay.
So the Arches Chaim Spinko, he says, another answer, that this mitzvah is ain shir. The yoytzva gam al yedei dibur echad. Even through saying one expression of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, you have fulfilled your obligation. Lachain ain atuna bracha. Therefore, it does not require bracha, because it's not a shir, not a measurement in regards to how much you have to have or say. Now, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Shlita, in the River of Ephraim, he says another reason to answer this question: Shekol kiyum mitzvah sipur yetzis Mitzrayim nechshav kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah. The whole discussion of the sipur, of the story of the Exodus from Mitzrayim, is Talmud Torah, is learning Torah. Shetzivsa ha'Torah lilmoid parsha zubalayla, that the Torah commands us, Hashem commands us, to learn this topic at the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder, we have to learn the topic of what? Of the Exodus from Mitzrayim. Elaborate, go into detail about this discussion. Therefore, lefichach, if this is Torah, when did we make the bracha on this already?
In the morning.
In the morning. Because of Torah.
That's the morning, by the way. Yeah, and it's still good, so it takes care of your question. Okay?
It's at night. It's a different day.
No, but the bracha goes the whole entire until you go to sleep. The bracha goes, right? But
if it was Kol Israel anyhow, that's one bracha.
So this is a beautiful answer that the Rebbe Ephraim is saying that why do we make a bracha of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim? And the answer is because we did make a bracha. Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim is part of Torah. We made the bracha in the morning of Birchas HaTorah. We made this bracha. So it includes in the story of the Seder night. Beautiful. One more question before we continue. I know we're not learning inside here, but it's very important points that these questions come up, or they should come up. On Chanukah, we make a special bracha. That we make three brachas the first night of Chanukah. Ladi Nev Shal Chanukah. Shas Anisim and Shechianu. How come we don't make the Shas Anisim over here? Why don't we make the bracha? Shas Anisim, I was saying, Hashem, you made this Nisim for our forefathers that you took us out of Mitzrayim, or whatever the exact bracha should be. And the answer that they give here in number three, in the second paragraph, over here. In the Dershu edition, that is. Because, so he says like this, the Torah gives an answer. Let's see, let's get an order here. He says, the Torah gives an answer because we're going to say this in the Haggadah. We will discuss this in the Haggadah. What does it mean we will say in the Haggadah? Explains the Aruch HaShulchan. The Haggadah talks about the Nisim and the miracles and the wonders that Hashem did for us. That's when we say, Asher Go'alnu. Hashem redeemed us. That's the bracha we make at the end of the Sipur, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, the end of the Magid. We conclude with Asher Go'alnu, that Hashem redeemed us, V'arizeh kebirchas Sh'asa Nisim. And this is like the bracha of Sh'asa Nisim. Okay, there are other reasons and more, but this is one of the main points.
Except that Hashem Go'alnu was said after you already have been saying Sipur Yetzis
Mitzrayim. Right. That's right. Okay, so let's just see the Sifkat and Aleph because we're here already. We'll just see that Sifkat and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Umavarich Shehachiyonu, you make a Shehachiyonu. Choydim Hashtiyah, before you drink, you make the Shehachiyonu. Bimloy Beiruch, Koyd Mashtiyo. What happens if you forgot? These things happen. We don't make a Shehachiyonu on a Friday night. And you forgot. So when should you make your Shehachiyonu? Mevorach achakach emasai sheyizko b'yom rishon v'afilu b'em sashuk. Let's say you're walking to shul and you realize, you know what? I know 100% I did not make a Shehachiyonu. Make a Shehachiyonu in the middle of the street. The bracha is not on the cup of wine. The bracha is on the day. It's still the day. It's a very funny type of thing, but you make the bracha in the middle, wherever you are. As soon as you remember. That's the man, aregelkoi, the bracha of Shehachiyonu, kimonu v'yonu l'zmanazeh, is going on what? On the yontif. So here's the yontif, it's in front of you. It's not going on the cup of wine. We say l'chadchila, ideally, with the cup of wine. V'nizkar belel sheni. If you remember on the second night, that what? L'acha shekidu shayoyim. After already, it was the next night, Yiftar Atzim b'Shechiyonu, Shivorech ala Kois l'achai Kiddush. You're going to make now the Shechiyonu on the second cup of wine. V'mshochach, what happens now if you forgot? L'vorech Shechiyonu b'Kiddush l'Rosheni. The second night, you forget to make the Shechiyonu. Afilu im birach kevar b'lel rishoin, even if you already made the bracha on the first night, chayiv l'vorech emesai sheniska b'chol achat. Let's say it's the last day of Pesach. And you remember, I did not make my Shehachiyonu on the second night. You make your Shehachiyonu. The Hainu at Soif Yom Tov Acharon Shel Golius. The last day. Last day, all the way. You still make your Shehachiyonu. V'cheinu adin v'shah Yom Tov mechuyu levorich at Soif Yom Tov. If it's Sukkis, also, on Chol HaMoed, you realize, no, I forgot to make my Shehachiyonu the second night. You make Shehachiyonu. On Chol HaMoed. It's still Yontif.
Which is, this is strange because that means you could possibly make Shehachiyonu.
The point is here that you can make that Shehachiyonu on that different time, the different day, even a couple of days later. because it's still referring to the actual Yom Tov itself. Okay, so Mr. Shem will finish tomorrow. We'll go
far.
Mr. Shem tomorrow will continue with Siv, Cotton, Bays, Simon, Tafayin, Gibbon.